really, really, Ron ought to really be rough on them all that. That was pretty sorry before.
Yep.
I mean, every one of them, and, you know, town transfer, all of them, moaning about it, and Forrest, Boyd, even he.
I know, that was amazing that he
but
he
the
got
whole, but incidentally, don't for, I mean, of course, you're going to find Barman, Sapphire, and the rest, don't worry about that. That couldn't have been better for us.
No, that's, you're absolutely
right. Or don't
right.
you agree?
I absolutely.
That's what we want. We want to get that point across. That allowed me for once to get across the fact that I was for the police.
You're darn right.
I suppose your left wingers don't agree with that.
Well, I haven't gotten any feeling from anybody on that, but the on the network thing, they made the point, like ABC, and they did a very quick wrap-up and made the point that, you know, the president spoke out more directly on the May Day matter than he had previously, said the police had used the right combination. Firmness and restrain those participating in the panels and lawbreakers, denied constitutional rights violated, said that panels will not be tolerated. Chancellor afterwards made that point, but didn't really go into it much. I mean, he said what the thing that fascinated him was this, the follow-up, you know, just the technique or the fact that there was follow-up, which a couple others have noted too.
Well,
and
they had all ganged up. I don't mind.
I know. He made the point that the president supported the police absolutely, which he probably thought was bad, but...
he hasn't read the polls, Bob.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And Mudd afterwards on CBS
he
made the same point. No, he said the high point of the press conference was the follow-up on May Day and the interaction between the president and the reporters. Calb said that's the first time this has happened and all that. But it's kind of interesting, just starting to get some of the stuff in, but one call I got was from the mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Robert LaFortune, and he said, thought the president's discussion of the May Day demonstrations was excellent. It would bolster morale and spirit of law enforcement officers throughout the country. And it's, I think you're going to get a lot of that.
All the purpose.
A lot of positive reaction on that.
We didn't have any other choice. Hell, we know there were constant. What the hell? That's what you have to do.
On Brady Black, the Cincinnati Inquirer says, President was especially firm and forceful on law and order, putting the May Day demonstrations in perspective and pointing out the pattern for other cities. He also mentioned the UAR thing. A lot of seem to have mentioned that, the Egypt Treaty.
Well, that they put in arms.
Old Meade Alcorn. Is one of the best press conferences the president has had. Specifically, the May Day demonstration answer was by far the best. Showed a command of firmness that was good. And then he said, secondly, the McCloskey question. He admired the way the president handled it with a comment that it can be a booby trap. And he thinks you should do more.
You mean more pointing out that I would not...
He was saying it could be a booby trap, getting into it, but that you would handle it right.
That was good. I got all political questions answered forever.
Yeah, that's right. Don Goodenough, the LA Examiner, says President gave a strong defense of the police action in handling the recent demonstration in Washington. It was an intelligence presentation. It was something that was needed. I thought he was quite cool. And this is a good point. Instead of attacking the courts, he defended the system. Which is...
a little harder to defend.
Well, but it was still good... good point. And I think you got some pretty good zings in on there too. But slap old Sarah on her oversupply of goods in Vietnam. If you're concerned with bringing the men home.
I think too that the point at the end about credibility or anything might have got the
message. Excellent.
The easiest. If I had all the thoughts that I used, you think that got across?
Yeah.
But, I wouldn't be worried.
Very much so. That,
like the drug thing.
That was, Dick Moore's thing was the president, as usual, was way ahead. The president's answer on credibility was perfect. He particularly liked the comparison between demonstrators, the vandals and lawbreakers.
That was it.
And the thing of pointing out that the police took greater care of the rights of those arrested than the arrested persons did of the rights of the citizens. Now, he more liked that one. John Connolly says, it's interesting. He says, the president did exceedingly well. I find myself frustrated again because of the emphasis on Vietnam rather than domestic issues. President looked relaxed, natural, and his facial expressions were good. I liked, too, the way he cut off his answers, made them short. As I've said before, he should have as many of these as he himself can take, because he's great, and he makes the press look antagonistic as hell.
Incidentally, Pat said that you've got to get a hold of Good on this. You agree that they, as compared with the other press conferences, probably fooled with the camera angle. It was not as good tonight. They said some way or other, that Sharper didn't have the camera. Did you notice that or not? Don't have him. Don't have him fool with it. The last one was very good.
Right.
And it may be that they're wrong.
Take a look, see if they change anything, because he should. Because we did have it. It was awfully good.
It is true that I had to turn to the right. I'm inclined to think what I might do in future press conferences. Real gamble. Why the hell do I look at the reporter at all? I think I should just turn to the camera and answer the camera.
I would.
Every goddamn question. No, really. Why do I look at Peter Lustigo? Screw him.
You can look at him when he asks it, and then turn to the camera to answer.
Turn to the
camera.
The camera
had moved
like,
to where the reporter
as
was.
As I did, you know, on that question on credibility. Fellow Watertown, New York, as Alan Emery, right to the camera. Said, turning to the camera, that's what the best thing to do. Look at it. She's probably right.
Could be, yeah. Yeah.
And the press doesn't like it, you know. But good God, we don't worry about the press. God damn what they
sure should.
You know, it's interesting, though, Bob, that all the big questions they had, they should have been mirroring it on Saul, China, DFR. They covered it tangentially. Jesus Christ, screwed around on a mayday. Now, what the hell? That most of the people just don't give a goddamn about it. Just think we did the right thing.
And a couple of the Vietnam questions were just repetitious.
Oh, on about Vietnam. Why don't you get out?
But still, out of 21 questions, there were only 5 on Vietnam, which is an all-time record.
Prisoners. I think it was good.
Well, then there were 2 more on POW, so we would have been 7.
The idea that Johnson agreed to stop the monster discussion.
Right.
We're not going to make that same mistake.
So that you don't get anything. Well, make it clear we don't get anything from the gain from doing it. But,
well,
that was amazing. Not a single question on the economy. Nothing on
nothing.
Dollar
look,
in Europe.
Look, Buchanan had all these goddamn questions on the economy, on the euro dollar,
on steel prices,
steel prices, on also a lot of political questions. But I cut them off right off the bat.
Yep,
I got that done.
Sure, glad you got that dope question, because you really got, it was good to get into that.
And I covered it pretty completely.
Well, it was a good thing you did, because you didn't get another chance at it.
And I got to hit the marijuana.
Got the marijuana loud and clear.
I agree with that. In other words, we just got to say a few more things that agree with folks.
And I got,
sorry, no, I'm ready.
This call from the wife of the president of Tuskegee Institute. She says she was particularly impressed with the attitude on drugs.
The blacks. Oh, they had all the questions about the blacks. But these bastards are only interested in something that'll need it.
Yeah, well,
they're a pretty sad bunch.
Absolutely are. But I think it worked to your
but
benefit to get all those questions on Mayday, because you got your law and order.
Mayday really gets the law and order across.
That's right.
They had one question, the whole thing feels good.
Well, they hit them hard on the, you know, the vandals and hoodlums and lawbreakers, that you're not going to screw around with that kind of stuff. I'm going to keep this government going, and he said, I'm going to keep this government going, and period. If they come back again, we'll do it again. And you get,
don't let our liberals get concerned about this.
I don't think they will.
They don't know about it, Bob. They don't know what people, what's really right either. God damn it, these people are thugs, vandals, terrorists. That's what they are. You know, they really are.
Sure.
Do you agree?
Sure.
God damn it, well, let's stand up and say so.
I made the point clearly on that. No, I think good shape on that one.
Okay. Anything else from your...
That's about it. This
one's just getting in. O'Connell, he's really great. He likes to really hit it.
Yeah.
Did he mention any particular question?
Yes. No. No.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah, because he likes the format, you know, the way you come through on it. But he'd like to get into domestic, but you don't get
what
any
the hell?
Domestic
how do
questions.
You?
There's nothing you can do about it.
You know, you talk to John. Have I ever got a question in the environment? Have I ever had a question on revenue sharing? Have I ever had a question in government reorganization? The answer is not one question about it. Never. On any of those subjects, you realize, ever since the State of the Union, I have not had one question in any of those subjects. None, whatever. And since the State of the Union last year, not one of those subjects.
Tonight, you got really two domestic questions. The women...
Well, women, for Christ's sake, is me.
Which is stupid, and the civil rights question.
Yes, very stupid question, the civil rights question about the civil rights. I thought it was well to hit Hesper, though, at the point that he questioned the sincerity of the
civil rights. I think that's right. We should take
this idea that everybody else is. I don't question his, I don't question his sincerity.
Right.
We should question ours. I didn't deliberately go into, Buchanan and all the other, not Buchanan, but particularly all the other ones. The list of things we've done for Negroes, I deliberately don't do it about them. Folks ain't for it.
That's right.
They aren't for food stamps. They aren't for welfare. They aren't for more people. Would you agree?
Yeah.
So I don't say it. I'm not very proud of it.
And our poll thing shows that you rate high in that, which may be higher than you want to be.
Okay. Let me know if you got any more.
Sure. Okay.